Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back when I clap.
The National Orgasm Service has issued a cum warning to the anime trap house. On Thursday around 5 p.m.-ish, a squirt storm was spotted moving east to southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. This storm is capable of producing cum clots the size of golf balls and flash piss floods. Everyone inside the anime trap house should seek shelter in an interior room. In order for this storm to pass, everyone will need to ejaculate. I am your host, Peach the Prostate Popper, and with me is Justin the Rectum Ripper, Kyle the Scrotum Scraper, and Cody the Testicle Taster. Welcome to the Anime Trap House.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh, man.
That was so fucking good, dude.
Oh, my God. He even did the fucking, like, he had to get close to make it blown the fuck out, because it always blown the fuck out.
Holy fuck, that was good.
I'm going to get dropped down to 1.5% this year. Fucking PJ taking that.
Kyle get the all-time low, dude, the fucking 0.5%. Holy shit.
This one hit me great, too, because, like, we went through at work, and there was a fucking tornado watch, and shit, like, started going crazy, and everybody's phone started going off. I was like, I fucking got it,
You
dude.
Heard it, and you're just like, come.
Everybody else was like, we're gonna die! Peter's like, whoa!
I just had such a good idea.
Yeah. PJ gets enlightened. Everybody's running in a circle.
Quick, someone write this down.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this shit just the other day. Like, I feel like every relationship has something where, like, when you're in trouble and you've done something super wrong and you know you're wrong and you're like, I've got to, like, come out of this fucking doghouse I put myself into. Is there a certain something, like, you do to break the ice in your relationship?
I'm always perfect. No flaws.
Yeah. Okay. The perfects.
So that's my solution, is just be perfect.
Yeah, I always be perfect. Right.
Just be right all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very narcissistic, so, like, I don't. There's no icebreaker because I'm right all the time. So.
It, like, hit me the other day that, like, me and Amber have done this dumb fucking thing for, like, the past 10 years, and it's never really been talked about, and we've never, like, decided this is what it is. But when either one of us gets fucking, like when the other person is livid, and, like, there's no getting away from it, and, like, you know you're a piece of shit, the other person will act like Kobe from Planet of the Apes when he goes to Caesar and he puts a hand up and then Caesar rubs his hand on top of his hand to, like, forgive him. That's what we do. That's what happens in our house. It's 6:30 in the morning. And I'm like, hey, babe, I forgot to change your fucking laundry. And, like, you asked me and I told you I was going to do it. And now you have no clothes for work. I'm so sorry. And it's like this unspoken rule that whatever, anytime it happens, the other person just has to accept that they are so sorry, and, like, you can't be mean to them.
Holy shit, dude.
That's amazing.
I'm taking this.
We've been doing it for
advice.
Years, dude. Years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I never really like get in the doghouse after that. Oh man, I'm stealing it though.
It's
that's good. Just
I don't
do
know
something
why it's
on
stuck.
Purpose to piss her off.
Yeah, I need to.
Just try it.
I'm gonna dump out all that coffee right now. She's gonna be livid.
And then you're like, I did it just because I wanted to do this.
let's say you know.
Oh man, catch the show live every Thursday at 5 p.m. ish on Twitch, YouTube, and Kick. Just search for the Anime Trap House. If you can't make the cum dumping, then check it out later on YouTube, Spotify, or podcast services everywhere.
Fire him.
If you like being fondled and want us to grab your genitals more, then help us make money off of having conversations with our friends by supporting us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse. Shout out to our soppy simps, our anime cucks, and Patreon producers, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Lakota, and our D-Gen royalty, Polar Bear.
Burr,
baby, it's cold outside. Girl with a Pikachu tattoo, Pika Pika.
Girl.
And Moose Man.
Moose.
Moose.
Oh, crrr.
And we know you sick fucks like this shit. And there's a whole bunch of extra content over there for you to check out. If you can't give us money, then don't. But you can rate us and leave us a review so we can talk about it on the show.
Nice. Nice. Also, nice. Give us money, though. I could use some
off
more.
Money,
I need more money. I got a trip to Japan I need to save up for, okay? And like, honestly, right. It's not looking great.
Next year is going to be tight. Every other-ish Tuesday at 6 p.m., we host a book club called Soggy Pages, where our Patreons vote for us to read and review manga of their choosing. Homunculus has been completed, and we're moving on to a manga with nipple. So, it's a good time.
We are reading Book there. With Nipple now. PJ manga with specifically nipple. Requested. He's like, hey, we read this really stupid fucking thing that one person liked. I'm not telling you who.
Can we nipple now?
The one person who wasn't even there for one of the podcasts.
Yep. And now we are reading Book with Nipple. So if you like Book with Nipple, read along with us, because that's the whole point of this. We want to get more interactive with the community so we can all come together as one people.
If you have any questions or want us to review your meat, then email us at tightbox@theanimetraphouse.com. If you would like to become a part of our community and bullshit around with a bunch of degens, then come hang out with us on our Discord server, where our favorite degen resident, Purdue, hosts an anime come party every Sunday at 7 p.m. And there's a Facebook group, but I mean, really, don't be a boomer.
Yeah, like unless you're, you know, 60, like who the fuck uses
or
Facebook?
Racist. Or overtly racist.
Or if you're super racist, yeah. I guess.
Cody, do we have any emails?
We do. We have a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff I got to read.
Wow. Look at us. Thanks a lot, people. Fucking you bell of the ball man. Here.
This is from a person who literally wrote, "Don't say my name." Really want to say your name. I really want to say your name, but I'm not.
It's Barack this Obama.
This is from a listener. It says, "Thy podcast doth enrapture me." Ha! I'm going to try to read it like they wrote it. Ha! "Thy podcast is delightful, and I do discern within it a singular vein of degeneracy. Your company doth make my day move past in all a whirlwind." Translation for the caveman. Podcast good. My day goes zoom zoom. Unga bunga. P.S. Don't say my full name if it shows up.
That was an amazing email, though.
I can't believe that Barack Obama fucking, sent that.
Top tier. I was getting hot, dude.
It definitely was for me. I'm not saying it was the former president of the United States. This one says, "Throw fitties on naked titties." And then it says, "What's the best way to ask your girl to give you an under-the-table foot job at Denny's? Anyway, can you decrypt this?" And then it's an image. I couldn't. I tried. It's a picture of a well, a LinkedIn, a hammer, an eyeball, a can of Coke, a mess, a remote, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and then a storm. So well, hammer, eye, Coke. Oh, I can mess remote rock storm. I don't know what it means. That's that one.
But his most important question was how to ask for a hand job at Denny's.
Foot job. A foot job, yeah.
I feel like, this all feels wrong.
All right.
I don't think all you
right.
do.
I got it. You light a candle, right? Drop the candle on your pants and hold their hands.
In and say, Denny's?
Yeah. Okay? And you got to be like, you got to save my life.
I can't.
And then when you're done, you have to go to every employee and you just have to kneel down and do the Kobe fucking Planet of the Apes. I'm so sorry.
All right, then we got Spotify things that I have to read. This one was on our Trappies 2023 episode, and it's from, I'm not reading, that's such a, it's just random letters and numbers. It's so many. Hilarious episode and great gooning sesh for sure. Little divided though, because I agreed hard sometimes and disagreed hard sometimes. Love y'all. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good. Even though we're right all the time, so you're fucking,
yeah, right all the time.
Fucking dumb, dude. You're fucking dumb. And then we got, these are all from the last Vinland Saga, episodes 1 through 6. We got fucking finally. We got Noi.
Noise.
Noise. And I want to say that this is from a different person than Loke Soma. He has made it a fucking thing. All right. And then we got another one that says, nice. How is it the Browns one is the whites one in here? I don't know what that means.
What?
But I don't like that.
It seems a little racially charged.
Yeah, they could be talking about race or rice. I don't know which one.
Right.
Or
I don't know, dude.
Sports? I don't know.
Sports, maybe. The Browns, that's it, is a team. We got another one from a person. I have no idea who this is. It says, noise. We got another one. So good. Very grape. Hate that.
Oof.
Next one. Definitely better this time around without having to wait week to week for the slow burn. Speaking of slow burn, though, when's the Bible Black podcast? Patreon's attack? Niles! And then the last one. Noise! Don't stop reading these. They are my favorite part of the pod. We had noise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people scream noise at us.
That's good. I love noise.
It's a lot, and I love it.
Yeah,
dude.
That's a trendsetter right there.
Loke is a trendsetter because I will say his name because he started that shit because he wrote it literally on every single fucking episode we've done.
It's good.
My camera will not stop freezing. Fuck! All right, that's it. That's all we got.
What are we watching today or listening about? It's Vinland Saga Season 2, Episode 7 through 12. And we're going to go straight into it. The Doper Chokes. Kyle.
Oh. Yeah, it's the dopest dope. It subverted expectations in a few ways. You know, I watched it and it does the little like, hey, you're free. I just got to come back. I'm like, he's never coming back, you know? And like, that's just what you expect. But then like everything keeps happening. And then like the way the situation devolves, you're like, oh damn, this is not the most like straightforward plot that, and like, I don't even know where it's going to go from here, which is great. And it's beautiful and I love it. The end.
Justin.
Dope. Literally the same reasons as last time. It's great. I was bored. It was great.
I fucking can't.
It was great. I was bored. A good 75%. 80%. 85%.
You didn't tell me you're bored.
The highs were high, dude.
The sun is all biker.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that. Again, there's parts that I loved, you know. Fucking Thorgil chopping people up. Like,
what?
Of course, was amazing. Dude. Like, give it to me. I want it. I want it in me.
He's just a one-man meat processing plant.
Yeah.
Just.
I am confused where this is going because part of this, like, I almost thought I was watching Spartacus for a second meets Farmville because we get the scene of the master like with the fucking slave bitch and slave bitch I assumed was gonna go with Einar and I was like, oh fuck, this shit's fucking Crixus and fucking fucking motherfucking Navia.
Can you give me a better show to give me a reference?
No, a better show.
Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable.
Whatever, dude. But yeah, I don't know where it's going. Again, it's good. I'm expecting the payoff to be very amazing, and it'll have a waterfall effect of all the previous dopes I've had, raising them to a dope is dope. But we'll see.
I want to know. I'm really curious because I had a notion in my head too of like where everything was gonna go. What do you think is gonna happen? Like, what is the most like likely outcome you think is gonna happen?
I think war on the farm.
Yeah,
well, I mean, they literally said it. But like,
I mean, well, then I'm gonna be right. Then I'm gonna be right.
I'm gonna be right.
With fucking Thorfinn, what do you think is gonna happen with him?
He's gonna be scaredy baby boy because he doesn't want to kill for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
but what are these reasons? You know what? What are reasons?
Right. What's a reason? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the most likely thing is Leif Erikson becomes a badass warrior to save Thorfinn.
I like that. That'd be dope. Yeah, he
brings assault weapons.
Yeah.
It's like the big, large guy holding the shield in front of like the tiny guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking all the arrows. He's like that. He's like, don't worry. I won't let him hurt you again.
All right, Justin's bored. Cody?
Mm-hmm. Dope is dope. So this is the part of the show that I was like, all right, I'm done being bored. It is all about these characters now. Like, the show fully turned for me here. And it was really when Thorfinn, when he gets fucking pulled down to the underworld.
That was so fucking good.
Oh,
and he has that conversation with Askeladd. It's that right there, and then just seeing, like, just knowing, like, what the first season was and what Thorfinn was, and now, like, he is pulling a fucking 180. I think that is so cool and such a such a thing that, like, I would have never have expected for a show like this. And I think that's what I like the most about it, is it just, like, it just stuck its finger in my ass, and I wasn't expecting it, you know?
Yeah, it gave you a little Stormlight Archive, you know? Just a little...
Yeah. A little fucking... Like, the show was just jerking me off with the first season the whole time. Loved it. Fantastic. And then it stopped, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then it hit my cum button. I'm like, whoa!
Yeah.
That was awesome. But yeah, I don't know, man. I really like fucking Einar. I really like Thorfinn. I would watch these dudes just fucking farm forever if I could and just let them be happy. But like, I don't know, man. Like, I really like this tension they're building up. And then in these episodes, they showed Canute again. And now we've seen also his fucking character arc and what is happening with him. And they just dropped this bomb that like his brother was a upstanding fucking king, and he was just great, and he was an amazing person, and he just doesn't fucking care.
Knut's like, well, can't have that.
Can't have two of us, because, you know, why not?
It's fucking crazy.
It's awesome. I just love it. I love this show so much. I guess I can see you saying it's boring here.
The last episode was not boring at all.
Okay, but just
I'm not saying it's bad. Again,
you are literally. I can't even yell because my voice is
bad. It's not dope. It's dope.
Did I say bad? There was a lot where I was bored. Okay,
I'm just saying, some of your favorite shit is slice of life, and that is the most boring fucking shit of all time. Okay,
I feel the same way.
It is less.
All right, then
a man being a slave on a farm and trying to win his freedom. It's more of a dude like, man, my girlfriend's in the hospital. Guess I'll cry about it for 45 minutes. What?
Is Thorfinn wearing a skirt? Yeah, I didn't think so, idiot. Try again.
I'm so done with you, dude. I love the show. I'm really curious to hear you guys' thoughts by the end of it. Yeah, fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Still a dopest dope for me. And I know where we're going. I'm excited to get there. Same shit as like last week, though. It's like the animation and the art is beautiful. The music behind every time you're supposed to feel something, they're making you feel it. There's no way not to feel it because they are dumping beautiful colors and backgrounds and sceneries into your fucking throat hole. And then they're just chiming in. And I'm a fucking bitch for fucking pianos. Just a little fucking piano behind it. That's what? You got me. You got me.
Yeah.
For something that's slice of life and also just fucking murder, dude. Are you kidding? And then they take it, like, I feel like even a step further with adding in some of, like, just the Norse shit with, like, the underworld, Valhalla, and, like, seeing this never-ending battle that's down there and the insanity that is happening down there as well, because these fucking people are just hopped up on testosterone and murdering each other, dude. If I lived back in this time frame, I would be a little bitch. I'd be a little bitch. And I really like that we're getting different plot lines. We're getting them tangled in a great way. Everything, like, from the beginning, we start to see Leif, and all that I want is for Leif to find Thorfinn. And we're finally taking a step that direction after him just being gone and never talking about this shit again. Like, Einar didn't bring it up to Thorfinn in, like, what, 9 or 10 episodes go by? And you're
what
like,
what a piece of shit, dude.
God, what was the
also
fucking,
a piece of
there's
shit.
A book series that was, like, literally like this. Oh, fucking Series of Unfortunate Events was like this.
Yeah, how?
Where it's, because it's like, there's these, people that are trying to help the kids, but they're like one step behind.
Firefighters.
Yeah, they're just always behind every single time. They're just not in the right place
at
the right time.
Yeah, you're right.
Ships passing in the night. Thanks, Kyle.
Nice.
Thanks for the approval.
But also just imagine, like, you go like 9 or 10 episodes, you don't see Leif, you're like, how is this ever going to get back? I know the direction I want it to go. I want to see Thorfinn happy now. I want to see him deal with his shit. I want him to get back home to his family, whether he wants to or not. And Leif is my out, but how do we get back? And then they just start in episode, 10, 11, they just start bringing things together in such a way that I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah,
and they bring it together. Fired up. It's so well done too, because like those first six, right, where everybody's like, "Oh, this is when the show's boring." It's just Farmville, like it's just setting up all the new characters and shit. Like right now, I am super invested in Einar, and that wouldn't have happened without those first.
Oh, I think it was all a lot of it was necessary. That doesn't stop it from being boring.
Right. No, I get it.
This dude's going to sit through Dune and be like, that was pretty boring, though. Like,
Dune 1, I'm fully expecting to be bored a decent amount of it, because that's what happens when you have to sit through world building. Like, it is what it is. It's
I understand that, too, because, like, if I was gonna tell somebody to read Way of Kings, right, which is, like, my favorite book series.
Yep.
The first book is just pure world building. 100%. You will be bored.
There are great arcs. There are fantastic arcs in it. But
I don't think that.
I just remember
I don't
book
think
one
makes
just being
worse,
pure torture porn. Like, not even world building. Just like 60% of it is just Kaladin suffering. And you're like,
literally.
You're like, can we do something else? Like, no, more friends.
You really gotta know how much this dude's hurting right now, dude.
All right, let's get into the plot.
Doper chokes. Oh.
Doper choke?
Plot!
Plot!
Dopest plot!
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 So speaking of Brandon Sanderson, I watched this TikTok where this dude, he had like a, I don't know why him having a Southern accent makes it way funnier, but he's like, I started reading Mistborn, and he's like, how are they pulling tin? What do they mean when they're reaching inside of themselves and burning a metal? I was like, yeah, He's like, that was like the first 10 pages. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it was.
You're like, do you not know how magic works? It's magic, motherfucker. You just use magic. You all right? Do it.
Just
you use it. How do they pull aether from the world? They do it, dude. They use the magic. I don't know what the fuck you're not understanding.
Yeah, dude.
Just getting stuck on the first like level of like.
Honestly, those books start so like Stormlight Archives. You're like, what the fuck is a Thunderclast? I'll probably know what that is in the next five books. They won't.
Yeah, actually, that like I didn't like. I started Mistborn. I didn't like it. And then the second thing I ever read was Stormlight. Yep. And the beginning of Stormlight made me hate Sanderson for a good long while.
Yeah.
Because they have a very interesting scene of an assassin killing a king.
Right.
And it should be the most easy to sell scene in the world. But instead, he's like, I did a first lashing. And then I did a second. I did reverse lashing. I'm like, the fuck? It's a lashing.
Yeah. Hold on, though. But now that you know about lashings and you go back and reread that, that's the hardest shit ever, dude.
It's cool as hell.
I mean, honestly, I thought in that scene he described everything that was happening pretty well.
He did.
I think, like, you were obviously supposed to be relatively confused.
But I wanted, for me, personally, I'd rather you just don't explain the initial scenes. Just give me something cool to latch onto. Don't fucking weigh it down.
You're a baby, dude. You're a baby. Go, dude, do the plot. Do the plot.
I mean, if you make a cool fucking magic system, of course you're going to fucking tout it, all right? Come on.
Plot.
Plot.
Plot!
Episode 7, Iron Fist Kettle. Snake and his guards find footprints that belong to some thieves who stole flour and dried meats. All while the master is not home. At the old master's house, Arnhide reminds Einar that he's a slave, but he's a kind one. Arnhide gets called back to the master's wife, and she gets beat for not having enough chores done yet. Don't you know my husband's gonna be back? He's gotta eat.
Yeah,
Einar and Thorfinn check on their crops, and Einar just gets fucking pumped to the thought of freedom, but is curious if Arnhide has the same deal made with the master. Wait, bro. She's got a pussy. Yeah. You think she's got the same deal as you?
Yeah. He wasn't like, hey, if you let me fuck you like 6,000 times, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Right. You can earn your way out of this one.
Yeah, you can earn your way out.
You want to go again today? I'm really close to hitting 3,000. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Thorfinn would be lost without Einar. He had no idea you had to pray to the gods in order for crops to grow. This is the first time Thorfinn also starts coming out of his shell, because like there's this whole thing where they're like pray to the gods and they're screaming and fucking being friends and all cute and shit, and like Thorfinn's all like pulled back.
I have never wanted two guys to fuck so hard, dude.
Yeah, man.
I was like, dude, absolutely. They are fucking ripped and they're just gonna fucking bend each other over.
Hell yeah. Master is on his way home with Pater and Thorgil. Thorgil is his eldest son who has been off to war for the past few years, fighting in Canute's army. Snake meets up with them at a crossing and they say, hey, we got these fucking kids here, these fucking thieves. You're going to have to punish them. We caught them. So they tie him up and they put him like next to a well, and then everybody goes out to fucking eat lunch together. And Thorgil tells them about the spoils of war. You can kill everyone and steal the pretty girls to sell later. Then he asks Omar if he would like to join him in battle and gives him a meat necklace. And Omar freaks the fuck out once he realizes that it is just a fucking necklace of ears.
Yeah, dude. It's like, you know, when you go to a beer festival. And you make pretzel, pretzel necklaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you just fucking nibble on an ear.
Nibble on an ear. Oh. Yeah. Just a little bit of cartilage.
I love nibbling on ears.
I need some salt today.
I never had like pig ear.
Oh, I was just meaning like people ear. Like, you know, when you're getting ready to do the dirty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, what if I just like
Just Mike
Tyson.
You
know, what if I bit off more than I could chew?
Yeah.
See, I don't even go for the ear anymore. When I start to like, I like, you know, you kiss on the neck a little bit, you move up, and then I just scoop out as much earwax as I can with my tongue.
Oh,
and then I fucking like chew it while I, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
Like a candle.
Like a oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that. Dude.
Thorgil makes fun of Omar, even though he is the son of Iron Fist Kettle. And fucking Kettle about choked on his fucking drink after he heard that name. Iron Fist Kettle was the name given to their father on the battlefield. Once in battle, his strength would cause whatever weapon he was using to shatter, leaving him with nothing but his fists to finish the fight. And like the fucking, the drawings of him in battle, something about white eyes that just gives me this like Baki hard on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just over muscular, white eyes, look like they're about to eat somebody's baby. It's beautiful. Kettle immediately changes the subject and tells Thorgil to take a fucking nap about it. But we can't forget about those pesky thieves. We gotta fucking, gotta take care of them first. The children belong to a nearby family that borrowed from Kettle. Their father left to get milk and never came back. Usually once the main provider for a family is lost, a nearby farm would take in the family and make them their farmhands. And then Kettle gets all sappy about it, and he like almost starts crying, and he's like muttering to himself.
He's not like coming up with a solution at all the whole time.
No, he's like, the worst.
The only time he's just sitting there like, I'm going to kill these kids. I'm going to kill these kids.
Like, I don't have a choice.
He's not even trying to come up with this? A solution.
He blames them. He's like, why'd you have to steal this shit? You know why I had to punish you. You know I had to kill you.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Torko's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, just start breaking shit. Break their legs first. Make their arms next. I don't know. Like, take their jaw and, like, see how wide their mouth can open before it comes off.
His answers were insane. He's like, all right, take out both arms off this kid.
Yeah, I love, too, how the... How the dads are. Kettle's like, dude, what the fuck came from my balls, dude? Like, what is that? What the fuck?
The kids confess to the crime. It's simple, according to Thorgil. It'll cost them both one arm. The brother accepts all punishment as they do not want him to, or he doesn't want his sister to get hurt. But losing both his arms would be a death sentence. And Kettle is afraid of what his son has become. Pater recommends hiring the family's farmhands to recoup their losses instead of cutting his arms off. Either way, though, somebody's got to get their ass beat.
I can't handle Pater, dude.
I can't. I heard him say Pater, and I was looking at the cameras, and I seen Justin's face just open his smile.
Your face, dude. I can't do Pater, dude.
Once Justin started smiling about Pater, I'm Pater. Like, he's thinking, oh, Pater. Me and Justin, we don't even hang out that much, but we're fucking linked, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Like, we
I don't
got
know.
The
I don't know what it is.
I don't either, fuck. Man. We'll be doing a lot of shit like that.
Oh, Thorgil grabs the handle of an axe and gets a good swing in before Kettle takes over. They beat the shit out of these kids. They give them, like, I don't know, 20 fucking wallops onto the boy.
The first hit, like, crumpled that kid. That kid had crumple zones.
Well, hold on. That's because it was Thorgil. He hit
it was Thorgil.
Like a fucking, like a man, dude.
Yeah. He, like, hit him. Like, and lifted him up with the hit, you know? Like,
like, I'll go easy on him. Proceeded not to go easy on him. I don't understand what is happening.
Yep.
Later, Kettle is lying in bed with Arnhide and tells her the truth. He's terrified of his son, Thorgil. War and violence. Arnhide is the only one that she can, or he can tell his truths to. And he asks her, please don't ever leave. Bro, you own her. What do you mean? Please don't leave.
Please don't
end
leave.
Episode.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a Blue Mountain State out of Spartacus.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like through the power of symbiosis, Justin has taken Harris's ability. Because last week, Harris was struggling, bro.
It was the second one here. Every time he's like, yeah, this gets an anime out of fuck.
Got nailed, though. The fuck?
Episode 8, An Empty Man. Thorfinn enters a barn only to find Kid Einar with his family just before the younger version of himself walks in to murder them. He goes in to stop himself and is swallowed up by massive holes so deep you can't see the bottom. He was able to catch himself. Yep.
I love the he's having these very straightforward dreams and he's going, I feel like I'm forgetting something. I feel like I'm not processing something.
Yeah. He was able to catch himself on the edge of the hole around like 50 feet down. And as he begins to climb back up to the top, hands sprout out from the walls and break his fingers back, causing him to fall.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, this shit is fucking wild. This was also where the tips of his fingernails are just getting all fucking ripped off and nasty. Yeah. And then it's like, they did his pointer finger and his pinky finger. Yeah. They just fucking snapped him, dude.
At least he could get a nice good fingering in, you know, one of those
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
You can still bowling ball that bitch.
Yeah, and all the art for this entire scene is incredible.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's
absolutely
unbelievable.
We said it last week, but it's still, like, the quality never drops. It's just weird. Yeah. That, like, show where that's just so boring and nothing happens. And
yeah, it's just so fucking
lame. Yeah, why did they even fucking waste all this animation on this boring-ass fucking show?
Yeah. Like, there's a scene where Thorfinn is sitting down, and he does this with his hands. Mm-hmm, and just the amount of detail they have on, like, each fucking finger when he crosses, It's so crazy.
You think they had like a little like competition going on there? Because they could have made that like just because I can just imagine working, right? And you see like, oh, he just did the scene where he like clasps his hand and you look at it and you see what the guy did. He's like, fuck, I gotta animate the fuck out of whatever the fuck I got right now because I can't. Yeah. He just did that? No.
Yeah. Just no, dude, that's not people. How it goes. They're all sitting in their chairs animating, and there's like a dude with like a fucking switch behind him just doing the shit. Work! Work!
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's wanting to die, and we're sitting here like, very good art. Delicious. And these guys are like, I haven't seen my family in 6 months, and I want to kill myself.
10-second break. Look away from the monitor. Get back to work!
Thorfinn wakes up from this horrible nightmare and remembers falling, so he's getting a little more every time, and Einar tells him that he was shouting father in Askeladd. Another morning and another chance for Einar to throw some game at Arnhide. Thorfinn doesn't understand why he's having these dreams, but he must remember him. There's got to be a reason. He's got to figure out what the fuck's going on. The farmhands are over at their new plot of land they've been cutting up all the trees at. And they're like, dude, this is a lot of progress. Like, they already have shit growing. They've already got, like, this whole thing fucking plowed out and going. And one dude's just like, you know what? You know what I hate about slaves? Is how hard they work. I think it's about time we fuck up everything that they've done. Thorfinn is telling Einar about Askeladd and his pursuit to avenge his father's death. After 11 years, Askeladd's life was taken by another. Einar believes he's having these dreams because his heart hasn't fully dealt with it yet. He's got some real daddy issues. Einar reminds him that his quest for revenge is over. Thorfinn has survived until now, fueled off of hatred. Now he doesn't know what the fuck he's supposed to do. He's just an empty man.
Yeah.
Just a husk walking around.
He was a literal child, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
yeah. under fucking like 10, bro. And like for 11 years, he said it was only like, I'm going to kill this dude when I get strong enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck this dude up when I get strong enough.
Dude.
And then he just dies. They're like, well,
imagine that fucking goon sesh, dude. Imagine a fucking 11 year goon sesh and it gets fucking ruined, dude.
And somebody steals it, bro.
Somebody chops your dick off right before you're going to come, dude.
Oh, I'm so mad. You put it in terms like that that I can understand. I am shooting myself in the head, dude.
Yeah, dude.
The second the dick comes out.
Especially cuz like the nub where it's chopped off spurts out, you know? That's going to happen for sure.
You don't even get to
get to feel it. You don't get to feel the whole, you know, like the pulsing, nothing. It's just you just got a leaky fucking
I mean, a leaky hole. I couldn't imagine.
It's just on your balls and shit.
Do you think it would shoot harder with like a smaller rod then? Like more like
shotgun?
It's shotgun versus railgun.
I was imagining more like just a ooze coming out, but
hate that.
Or your boyfriend's literally gotta lick it off of your fucking little nub there. I like it. I like it.
So dope.
Like it. Just suck it out like toothpaste.
No.
That's been microwaved. Old Master Cervical takes them to the ocean to catch fish. He tells Thorfinn that being empty means anything can fit inside you. And being empty is the best way to take a cock. I mean, start anew. While walking to check on their crop, Thorfinn asks if someone can change, really change. Einar tells him that no one would ever guess that he was a warrior with the way he looks now. Thorfinn really starts to show his personality here, and he's like, you really think that? You really think? No one think I kill anybody? You really? And he starts smiling and shit. It's so cute. I just want to see him happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they get to the crops.
You know that's not even kind of true. You know he's probably got like those like real thousand eye, like thousand mile stare. You know.
Oh yeah,
and he's probably like real twitchy too. Like they don't draw him, but like he's probably like he's probably scary as fuck when he's not trying to be.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no one would know that you were a warrior as long as they couldn't see all the cuts on your body, and as long as they weren't around your general area when you wake up.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's pretty good. So they get to the plot of land and all the crops have been destroyed. But wheat is a strong crop. Even if the wind knocks it down, it'll stand back up on its own. So Einar knows that somebody did it. Who could have done it? It was the fucking farmhands, dude.
Who was the most mad during this scene? Because I was pretty pissed.
I know was the worst.
I meant the people on the podcast. Us four.
I was like, fucking hell yeah, farming is done. Farming is over, bro.
I called this shit the second I seen these guys. I'm like, oh, they're gonna ruin it. Like
they're pieces of shit, dude.
Honestly, for the first half of this fucking season, the only thing I knew in my brain was gonna happen that I knew for a fact 100% was that shit was going to go down. Thorfinn was going to fucking snap. And then we're going to go back to our normal Vinland saga. Right?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I knew for a fact was going to happen. And then it just kept not happening, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't surprised it happened. I was more surprised that like Thorfinn wasn't like, all right, welp. Looks like we're going to send a few more people down to that.
I wasn't surprised. I was pissed, though. I was
Yeah. But we get I didn't know how mad I should be until I saw Einar. Yeah. He, like, got mad, and I was like, all right, we got to fucking, let's be mad.
Yeah, dude. When he sees him walking on the road, bro.
Yeah, dude. Sight, dude.
It was like, sight, he's like, we should go a different way. It's like, ain't no reason I should go a different way.
Ain't no other way, dude. Thorfinn asks Einar to settle down as they don't have any proof that it was the farmhands. Einar reminds him that he used to be on that other side. That, like, it was me who was out there fucking people up and doing that. So if you're going to kill those guys, you need to kill me 1,000 times over.
God, I hate the show.
That fucked me up.
Good shit.
Yeah. And good old Peter comes to the field and asks if they have any proof of who did it. And they don't. So Peter will conduct an investigation and will find the culprit. Peter tells them how difficult it was for himself to farm for his freedom. He said, "Don't lose heart. I believe in you."
Hell yeah.
So on their way back, on their walk back, Einar tells Thorfinn that Arnhide doesn't have the same deal that they do with Master. They can't suck Kettle's dick until he's ready to let them free. She has to do it forever. And if they like you, they'll keep you. And if they despise you, they will break you down like they have done to us today. And he asks, he's like, what the fuck is the point? What's the point? I've lost, you could kill, not only did these cocksuckers come through and kill our crop and like slow us down from getting out, but they came through and killed our crop, dude. How dare they? Do they not understand what it means to cultivate farming out of your bare hands? What it means to really let something breathe?
Beautiful. Yeah, dude.
The farm hands are heard laughing at a distance as they approach, and Thorfinn recommends they take another route, but Einar refuses. He confronts the farmhands, and you know what? He just can't hold back. Einar goes in for a haymaker, but Thorfinn breaks this man's jaw almost instinctively.
Dude,
the fucking way his jaw and teeth collapse here?
That
Are
lunch.
You kidding?
I was like, he's dead.
That dude's dead. And if he's not dead, I would kill myself.
Broke his jaw.
Like, that's not coming back.
He went from going, like, you know, being ready to fight to just drinking through a straw through the rest of his life. There aren't even straws yet. There aren't even straws.
He's gonna have him a hard on the time, ground dude. With that face where his jaw's, like, off to the side.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then it turns into. Einar is so nonchalant. He's like, "Oh fuck, dude, he broke his job. That's crazy."
He's like, "That's pretty fucking good, dude."
Dead on the ground right here, bud.
I don't know how you want to fight after that. You see your buddy turn into
100%, dude.
It turns into an all-out brawl, and Thorfinn is clapped in the back of his head by a little wooden shovel. Einar is getting his ass kicked, and Thorfinn is sent down to see his daddy. And down the hole we go. End episode.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give the episode a Final Fantasy 10 out of Farmville.
All right. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Because there's a lot of Seymour. You see a lot of episode.
No, it's daddy issues.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, that is...
That's the game.
I mean, that's every JRPG, but...
Episode 9, Oath. Thorfinn wakes from a terrible dream in what looks like Vinland. The dream was crazy. His dad was killed in front of him. He took part in countless battles. He fought a man the size of an ogre. And in the end, he just turned out to be a slave. That shit was crazy. Like, thank God that was the dream.
That is a crazy dream, though.
You think other slaves look at him and like they talk about the resumes?
Yeah, <dude. laughs>
like you're too overqualified.
Yeah. Dude, he's probably talking to other slaves. He's like, "Hey, you ever have those dreams where you like fall into Valhalla and you see a bunch of people fight, and then you find your fake dad who killed your real dad, and he talks to you about life?"
No. That's just crazy when that happens, I'll tell you what.
In reality, Thorfinn was knocked out cold, and Einar is still fighting, going punch for punch with the farmhands, causing them to retreat and tell the boss. Einar believes that he has won the battle. Thorfinn is met by his father back in this dream Vinland land, fucking wherever he is. Thor's can smell blood in the air and asks him, who did he kill with that blade in your hand? Thorfinn is back in Einar's hut just after murdering him. And so there's just a lot of fucking flip-flopping going around here. We're just getting dragged through the dreamverse right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thor's tells him that it was only for protection. The power inside of him was only for protecting himself, and he apologizes for not teaching him more. Thorfinn blames himself for everything he has done, and he begins crawling towards Thor's as the zombies grab a hold of his foot. Thor's tells him that he finally understands that he doesn't have any enemies. No one has any enemies. There is no one in the entire world that deserves to get hurt.
The enemy is the inner me.
Stop.
And this man only gave this a dope.
Yeah. Right? No, like, this whole scene with him being like that, and then when he's like,
yeah,
when everyone, like, everyone's your enemy when you're alone, I'm like, stop. Stop.
Yeah, this scene is fucking great, dude. Him going like, yeah, you don't need to hurt people. And like,
and then
that's all he's ever done, dude.
Yeah.
And now, dude, he's like, yeah, I don't need to do it. I'll just never do it again. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you know how your fake dad killed your real dad, and then you just go on a killing spree for the next 11 years, so long that you can't feel anything ever, and you're just a husk of a human? That's my story.
That's don't my do that. Story. How about you don't do that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The zombies grab a hold of Thor's and knocks the blade out of his hand. So he's holding that fucking fucking blade. That,
yeah, when he grabs it,
that he had when he was a child, and then he was holding it, and he's holding it by the blade, dude. Like, our Mappa didn't have to do this. This is one of those moments Kyle was talking about where one dude was like, oh, you think breaking fingers is cool? Just wait till you see me put the blade the wrong way in his dad's fucking hand, and then the zombies take it out of it, and then he just starts bleeding. What? Yeah. They didn't have to do this. They didn't have to do that.
Little Tyke's knife.
But they did it.
They fucking did it, dude.
They fucking did it, dude.
Okay, so the moment that the fucking blade hits the ground collapses, and Thorfinn falls down into the pit, scratching the walls to stop himself from falling, causing his fingernails to rip off.
I hated that.
I loved this.
I've had a couple fingernails fall off, and it is the fucking worst.
Uh-huh.
Ew, dude. Why, like, the whole
and my big toenail, too.
Oh
yeah, because I was moving. I was helping my sister and her boyfriend move a couch, and it ended up hitting my nail and pushing it back like 2 millimeters.
Huh.
And then the entire thing just fell off.
Huh.
Super sick.
It grew back, though.
You know what?
It took months.
We gotta be kind to Justin. He's gone through pain I've never had to go through.
Yeah. I've been through it, dude.
That's fucking disgusting.
And then the other time I had a bike chain, I got stuck between the chain and the crank, my middle fingernail, and that fell off too.
Didn't you almost lose it that time that you were
slicing meat?
Yeah. Slicing meat.
Under the age of 18 and not supposed to be slicing stuff. Yeah.
Using a slicer?
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool.
Oh, fuck. All right, so Thorfinn catches himself right before falling past the point of no return, dangling over a battle that lasts for eternity. And he asks himself, is this Valhalla? The zombies are cutting each other into pieces, heads are stuck on spikes, and they're just like got this ominous laugh that they're doing, and bodies are just being impaled with arrows. It's a warrior's fucking dream down there, dude. Bjorn is down there, and he looks up, sees Thorfinn hanging on the edge while snapping necks. Askeladd begins laughing, and he goes, Long time no see. Escalade tells him, this is not Valhalla, you dummy. What, you think this is fucking Valhalla? Get real. This is obviously the real world. The final destination for true warriors. No one wins or loses. Everyone is your enemy here. Although Escalade was the one who led him to this place, he's lucky enough to have left it. And most warriors are bound to this place for eternity.
If there was any... if this was any other show, this shit would suck, dude. Because,
I mean,
it's like just those lines like that, where it's like, the enemy is the inner me. But like it's them doing it, and it's like,
right?
See what you're seeing down here. And then he's like, "Is this Valhalla?" He's like, "No, this is the real world." that gets you thinking, huh?
Yeah, this is some Matrix shit. Some like you got two wolves in you type shit.
Except they're the same wolf.
But boom. It's Escalade and Thorfinn. Dog.
Like, yeah, it's awesome,
right?
It's written really well. So like it's fucking fire, bro.
If season one was like 12 episodes and rushed, and this was like happening in season two by like episode four, this would be fucking garbage. Like I'm saying if you took both seasons and cut them in half and squeezed all of what we felt into like half as much time, like you needed 24 episodes of our boy just getting fucked.
Some shows
and murdering
really need
people.
A sunk cost fallacy to really like make you like it.
Yeah. Otherwise, this wouldn't have hit if we didn't have that time.
Unfucking real.
So Escalade's like talking to Thorfinn. He's like, being a warrior is what defined him. You know, he gets to empty himself of all this shit. Escalade asks, "What defines you?" Thorfinn says, "I don't know, bro. I'm still a warrior. I let anger get the best of me, and I hit a man. Like, I fucking hit.
I hit him. I hit a guy today.
I hit a guy real hard. And that's why he's back in this place. And the fucking warriors beneath him go full World War Z, and they begin using themselves to climb up.
It's pretty cool.
To pull him down.
This was dope as hell, dude.
Hell yeah. Escalade tells him to listen to their curses. This pile of people below you is not your victims. They are actually... they are your victims.
They're not your victims.
Wait a minute.
They asked to be killed, okay.
They asked to be killed. They just lined up. Thorfinn looks closer at the zombies, and they're all fucking crying. And he allows them to just grab a hold of him. He's like, all right, well, I guess it's just time for me to be pulled into this abyss. There are so many bodies that he can't remember when or where or who all of these people are. Thorfinn begins to cry, and he's just apologizing to him. Below, the zombies begin shooting fucking arrows up at him, and Escalade jumps down to slay the archers, and he tells Thorfinn his true battle is to let them hang on him as he climbs back to the surface. And the scream of him pulling all of these dead bodies out of this hole, dude?
Get fucking real, dude.
Whatever. Whatever.
I fucking love it.
Shit was dope.
So he wakes up alone, reaching for the sky. He helps Einar back to the stable, and they believe death is upon them for acting out and beating the shit out of those fucking farmhands.
Yeah, dude.
Einar relishes in their victory against the farmhands, and Thorfinn tells him all about the people that he's killed and how yet again he has hurt another person, but this will be the last time. As of today, he is through with violence. He has to fight the true battle and be reborn. Dude found Jesus in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not Jesus. Don't say that.
It's not Jesus.
If it was all religion, I'd be like, this show fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah. Thorfinn found Ask Your Dad down there, dude.
Ask Your Dad. That's the real
Bible
Jesus.
Just needs a better author, dude.
The real Jesus.
It needs better writing.
Just.
That's it.
I mean, it's true. Kettle tells the farmhands that he's not going to punish the slaves for acting out. Pater found a piece of their clothing at the crime scene. At this moment, wild pigs destroyed that field, and there was never a fight. Thorfinn and Einar are helping Old Master while he teaches them how to farm.
That one dude got kicked by a mule or something. Like, what?
No, that guy, they just buried him. End episode.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this a Hades out of, oh man, I'm going to pull a Harris out of Medieval Dynasty.
Okay. Episode 10.
Not so
cursed
easy, is it?
Head.
It's not so easy. Being cheesy.
Thorfinn is cutting the final tree down with Einar after 3 years. So this is like 3 years later now, I guess. Because they were there for a summer. Now they're fucking going through all this. And they're like, you know what? It's too bad. We're still slaves. 3 years later. And Peter told them that they will be able to buy their freedom back from Kettle. Einar doesn't know what he will do once he's freed. And he's like, you know, my main squeeze, Arnhide, her freedom's still in question. She's still got to take that dick. Thorfinn may return to Iceland, but he's uncertain. He has questions if it... He's like, bro, do you think it's possible to eliminate slavery and warfare from the world? Like, you think you just get rid of it all?
The other dude's
which
like,
is a crazy, crazy fucking question to ask, dude. Like,
yeah, like it's ballsy to go for both. Honestly,
yeah. I mean, it's crazy to just like even go for one.
100%, even a fraction right. of one. You could say, "Can I stop war in England?"
Yeah, you're like, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Kettle and Omar arrive on horseback. See the progress they've done out there. Kettle is willing to grant them their freedom once they're done planting for the next season. But they'll have to wait until he returns before he will make it official. He will be traveling to the court in Gelling to pay tribute to the King Harald, and Kettle offers them to keep him on as farmhands, if they choose. I've got a sneeze coming tonight. Fucking, dude, it's coming hard. Yeah.
Give it to
ew, dude.
Ew. King Canute arrives in Gelling by boat, and kids are playing with a ball, and he is greeted by a servant of his brother, King Harald. This dude's name is Wolf. Pretty fucking dope name. I'll give it to him.
Harald, how many wolves does he have in him? Huh?
Is it three, since there's like two in him and his name is one?
Well, there's two in him, there's one in his name, and then, like, do we know if the dude's fucking him? Because if a dude's fucking him, then he has two more wolves.
Oh, he's fucking King Harald.
He's probably
what
like...
that guy's name is also Wolf, though.
Is he Fox's brother? Oof. Or Snake's brother?
Fox is a dog, dude. That's another
wolf. You know, having edgy names pre-internet was just so much easier. You could just be like, what's your name? Wolf. Damn, dude. It's hard. I don't know anybody named Wolf.
Got him. They're greeted by Wolf, and then he's told that Harald is in his last days of his life, and he can no longer speak. And then Canute has this memory of him and his brother Harald playing with this ball and doing this same fucking game, and how nice his brother was. Who cares? The kids playing, they hit the ball towards Canute, and as the ball rolls over, Canute can only see his daddy's head just rolling towards him.
Just rolling on its pimples and warts. What was fucking wrong with his head, dude?
I don't know, dude.
I mean, he looked like in life, dude. Like, he just, it was just so bumpy.
Yeah, just ribbed for my pleasure.
Yeah, it's like his wife was blind and needed it.
It's like, yeah.
Like, well, how do you have Braille for your face?
Exactly.
I really dislike rib for my pleasure. I really hate that.
That's how she finds out where she's got to sit. The bumps. Mm-hmm.
Dude, no. That'd probably be sick, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Sibian, like a textured Sibian, dude.
If he just does a his face.
She's like, you're ugly as fuck, but this shit go hard.
Yeah. Right?
Can you make one of them pop?
He's wearing a fucking chindo too, like one of those fucking face dildos.
Yeah, dude. When King Sweyn died, Harold took Denmark and Canute took England, and they ruled separately. But Harold aided Canute's push for power over England. Soon after Canute became king, Harold fell ill with no heir.
Crazy, dude. That's crazy. Fucking nuts, bro.
Canute then goes to meet with Harold, and their sister is there as well. Harold has been waiting for him, staying alive just so he can sit up and be like, I give Denmark to you. Or, you know what the fuck he says, but he gives Denmark over. He's got to say it, though.
Canute fucking timed that shit out. Dude, perfectly.
It couldn't, like...
Like, he had a fucking one poison storm. Watch. Like, he fucking set a timer. He said, all right, that gives me about 75 days, so...
Canute says some dumb shit like, we will play ball once again, brother. Don't say this. And then Canute sees his father's face instead of Harold's. Sweyn asks Canute, why must he lie to his brother's face after poisoning him? Harold was kind to him growing up. What does he hope to achieve by killing his brother? They could have ruled the world together. This is an ambition from deep within Canute's heart to become the one and only sovereign over the North Sea. This is the curse that comes with the crown, and he will bear twice as much as Sweyn ever did because he's got two different countries to rule.
This shit's wild.
Yeah, I didn't expect this shit. I'm not gonna. When I first watched this shit, I was like, oh man, this is gonna make him, you know, mad. Maybe make him go crazy. And then they just drop it too. They're like, yeah, you did this. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh,
yeah.
as soon as I heard dude was ill, I was like, oh, Canute fucking poisoned. Like this dude's fucking cooked.
I didn't expect it because the only thing we knew about Canute prior to seeing him during this episode was that he was just a good kid.
But also poisoning like four leaders.
Yeah, he was. None of his family, you know. Like you can legally poison other people's family members.
It's true.
Legally, they can't stop you.
Can't stop you for putting some poison in their drink.
Legally, we could just take them outside their hut and show them all the fires. You know,
that's true.
Maybe I'm remembering, but I thought Canute was just like a little cute little kid.
It's just such a jump between season one and season two with Canute.
And like season one, season two is, it's a lot of time.
Yeah, but it's a lot of time. It's a big fucking jump.
I mean, there could be a whole season with Canute, right, dude.
Now, so like, yeah. I don't know why I should expect him to just be a crazy mean king.
3 years passed on that farm. I would love to see those 3 years of Canute just playing the fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Hey, that's the name of that show.
Oh, you want to see my dragon?
Yeah, dude. Show me your dick.
Canute's sister snaps him out of this trance, and he's like, brother, are you okay? Are you ill as well? And he's like, don't ever say that to me fucking again, you dumb little bitch.
I will poison you. I poison him.
I'll poison all of you. Canute stares. He's in his bedroom now, and he's staring at the crown, and a servant brings him food and drinks, but he's like, bro, I'm not drinking that shit. I know the game.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He's so paranoid now. She was like, I got you some wine. He's like, from where? She's like, I don't know how to pour it.
I don't know how to answer that question.
I don't want this shit. Get this shit away from me. I only know what I'm drinking from where I drink it from. I only drink milk from the cow's titty. All right? That's it.
But where's that cow from?
Off in the dark corner, Swain's head appears, telling Canute that the curse is almost complete. Becoming friends with Sweyn is making his head disappear right here. So, like, Canute's like, you know, it's crazy. I hated you. He's like, I really hated you. And now, you're the only one I can talk to.
Life's crazy.
I got two wolves in me. How many do you have in you?
We get a flashback right here when when Harold and Canute were kids, Harold was like really nice to him, and he'd play with him, and he would tell him like, "Hey, you got to become stronger than me and father," just before going off to war council meeting.
And yeah, Canute's kind of a piece of shit, dude.
A huge piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give this episode a Brokeback Mountain out of the Sandlot.
Because of the ball?
Yeah, the baseball. That's a baseball, dude.
That's good.
It's a baseball.
That's good.
Oh, Justin's on point, dude. Maybe Justin needs to start doing these forever.
Nope. Oh, no. That's why I'm so good. It's because I can do them. I do them so infrequently.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, I don't got to waste all my juices.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Harris just recycles Matrix and Kingdom Hearts and...
You fall into a hole, dude.
Sometimes
and then
it
you
works,
gotta
though.
You gotta let the souls of your bad ratings bring you up to reborn you into a person that does good ratings.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
Show us good ratings.
That's crazy.
Episode 11: The King and the Sword. Canute and Wolf are sparring in the courtyard with real swords. Everyone's pretty impressed with the duel. They're like, you know what? Maybe Canute's. Maybe he is real. Maybe he's a real dude.
Maybe he's real,
Canute's sister is talking mad shit about him because he has never liked fighting before. He's never been a sword fighter. Wolf tells him that he can't retreat when he gets winded, and then Canute uses his sister's presence to distract Wolf and wins the duel. What a fucking
he's
bitch,
like,
too.
He's like, you smell that, bro? He's like, what? He's like, yeah, my sister's pussy. You smell that shit?
You smell that stank?
Yeah, dude. And then the guy,
yeah, she's
Wolf's
poisoned.
Like,
also,
Wolf's like, yeah, dude.
We need to talk about Canute being the dude who plays 13 rounds in a fighting game, loses 12 of them, wins one, walks away. Like,
and then with his hands up. That's me, baby.
GG.
That's me all day, baby. The only one that matters was the last one I did, all right?
Turned off his controller and everything.
Yeah. I left. I went back home. Mom had fucking pork chops done, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, with the fucking, with the cornflakes. Not shake and bake, because you can't afford it. Wait, you never had, you
I don't know about
cornflakes. Cornflakes.
I don't know about, I don't know about cooking, honestly.
I just had wet fucking gray meat. That's what I ate, you know? Like,
I tell you what,
now
that I'm thinking about
and gray,
it.
And then there was like mushrooms on it.
Fucking thing. Might have to do it. One of Canute's advisors, Gunnar, says that they will need to raise taxes. But raising taxes in Denmark could turn the general population against him. Gunnar tells him that he's like, well, there's this fucking place I know of. You know, you ever heard of Kettle's Farm? He's like, it's pretty big. It's pretty fucking vast. It's got a lot of goods there. With no idea of the military strength of any of the farms nearby, Canute tells Gunnar to investigate and report back. When Canute seized power of England, he used the taxes to cover the cost of the Danish army in England. So that's like, his brother gave him the soldiers, but he was like, bro, you better fucking feed them, dude. I can't be feeding these dudes when they're over there. Canute says that they will have to seize power and wealth from the large nearby farms. He just like, within minutes, he's like, I don't know. Do they have people there to defend the farm? And then he's like, you know what? Take them. Take them all.
Take them.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, Kettle I know you already touched on it, but how like they weave everything together. It's just it's just great.
It's good.
It's just great.
Yeah, it's
it all,
it's
it all
loved
works.
Well.
It's so loved, dude.
I love it.
It's loved with love, you know?
I like that. Kettle arrives in with three boats worth of shit. And they're like, hey. King Harold's dead, so you're kind of a week too late. He's like, it was a nice thought. Kettle needs to get in good graces with Canute then, and Thorgil is agreeing to set up the meeting, and Omar, he just runs into town by himself. And his dad's like, oh, fuck, he's going to be fighting soon. Next scene. In town, Omar bumps into Bug Eyes, a.k.a. Thorfinn 2.0, carrying rugs, and knocks the fucking rugs into a muddy puddle. And Omar has already pulled out his sword and is threatening to fight him. He's like, put your fucking honor on the line, dude. Let's fight. Don't be
dude
bitch.
Don't even got it. He's not even strapped up. It's just a dude with rugs. And Omar's like, you're kind of a bitch, bro. You ain't walking around with no strap. Bitch made, bro.
He's definitely 2A, this dude. Is-
Finland Saga, pussy.
Thankfully, Daddy Kettle intervenes and pays for the rugs. And then, thankfully, Daddy Leaf intervenes and makes Bug Eyes give Kettle his change back. And boom, we're all back together. We're back
dude,
in this place.
Is there anything more bitch made than you trying to bitch somebody out and then your fucking mommy or daddy stepping in and telling you to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, no. Dude.
I would have. I'm a grown man. I would have killed myself right there, 100%. or my dad.
Yeah.
One, if you're not killing your dad or yourself, what are you doing, dude?
I'm a grown man. That happened to me now. No, I'm gonna feel like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it would depend on the year, you know?
Yeah.
We get too late in the game, and I don't think I can kill him.
Yeah.
Let's see. They all sit down, and they have lunch together, and Bug Eyes introduces himself as Thorfinn, and this sparks up a conversation, as Kettle also has a Thorfinn. And Leif asks, said, hey, does your Thorfinn, is he a slave with blonde hair, brown eyes, maybe about the same age as little Thorfinn 2.0 over here. And Kettle says, I'll do you one better. He's all of that, and he's covered in scars from what could only come from a blade. And Leif tells Kettle that Thorfinn is a friend's son, and that he has been searching for him for, like, ever, dude.
Dude, he's been chasing the dragon with fucking Thorfinn's butthole, dude.
Dude.
He's like, I just want it one more time. Just give me it one more time. This fucking side piece ain't working out. He's definitely fucking the other Thorfinn. He's like, you'll be for now.
He absolutely is, dude. Say, what's my name?
Thorfinn. Yeah, that was back in the day where you didn't have to, like, instead of buying an anime waifu pillow, you could just buy a person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that. Imagine the same level of degeneracy, but it's still animated out. So, like, you, like, medieval times, person, pink skirt, pink wig.
Oh, I was imagining actually just literally putting a pillowcase over their entire body.
Oh, no, that's funnier. That's so much funnier.
With the face cut out, and that's it.
The face is cut out, but you still got to draw on, like, the giant anime eyes.
Yeah, dude.
You know, and, like, the fucking crazy pink lipstick and shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Leif then goes back to his crew, and he's got to convince them that, hey, man, I know we've done got this Thorfinn, you know, I've kind of fucked it on this one, but trust me, the next one's definitely him. So we kind of got to go. And they're like, bro, do you not get it? We live in Iceland. The place gets surrounded in ice. We are on a boat.
There's so
we need to get home.
Many Thorfinns. It's like looking for Jeff. It's like, oh, you know Jeff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Named Jeff. So, yeah, the next day, Kettle is already going to meet with King Canute, and they're all like, man, kind of weird how this happened so quick. Man, Thorgil, you really got some pull here in gelling. Like, thank you. Canute accepts the gifts brought by Kettle, and then Canute agrees to, or he says, I'm not going to break a deal that my father and my brother have already made. So let's fucking do this thing. And then baby boy Omar stands up and requests to be a part of his royal army. And he has trained so much for this. His whole life has led him to this moment.
Like, he literally just got bitched out by his dad. Like, yeah. Why would you, how does your pride go? Yeah, I'll stand up right here.
Yep.
He couldn't even fight a dude with rugs.
Right.
So Canute entertains him. He says, all right, you know what? You guys brought me 3 boats worth of shit. Thorgil's pretty fucking strong. I mean, maybe the brother comes in the other brother sometimes, and he's got a little bit of his genes. Who knows? Mm-hmm. So he allows Omar to display his skills by cutting through a cooked pig as if it was a human body. He's like, give it your best. And after a bunch of screams and some sawing motion, the pig turned out to be too great of an opponent. And Canute's just going to let him. He's like, well, we'll think about it. All right. We'll talk to you in the morning.
You know,
oh, he's so bitch made, dude.
Like, you always hear about like coders like having to go through the most like dumb tests in interviews. Mm-hmm. Yep. And like, this is kind of the same shit where like you prepare for one thing and they're like, oh, here, do this archaic thing that's kind of related. It's like, oh yeah, I can fight. You're like, yeah, but can you stab this pig? Yeah,
I mean, I feel like that should be way easier.
To be fair,
but it'd be so hard to display skill while chopping a pig. Yeah, you know,
pigs are big. And also, to be fair, Thorgil would have cut that pig in fucking half. Yeah, dude.
I mean, Thorgil.
Yes, he would have. Yes, he would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would have just turned it into like what's a pulled pork? Just punched it into pulled pork. Yeah.
So, and they give us a real quick like pop of this. They show Kettle just in his bed crying himself to sleep, and then Thorgil and Omar are out drinking together. Wolf refuses to let that man serve under him. All pride, no skill. Classic. Instead, they plan to use Omar for a devious plan to gain control over Kettle's farm. They don't like say it, but they allude pretty fucking heavy right here. End episode.
Canute's fucking bitch made, dude. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a Star Fox out of Crusader Kings 3.
Why Star Fox? I got to ask this Wolf. One. Oh, my fucking God.
Wolf got you, dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, you got fucking got right there. Bro.
Got him, dude.
I feel holy baited hell by every time where it's just like something just so stupid. And I'm just like, I got to know.
And it's going to happen every time.
Yeah.
Episode 12, For the Love That Was Lost. There's some mad shit getting talked around town about Omar fucking not cutting through a pig. Omar's passed out drunk at a table and is sleeping, and Wolf tells 5 dudes. He's like, hey, will you go let this dude know that he's not coming into the royal army? And he's like, you know what, maybe sprinkle a little extra on top, you know, put a little salt in the wound. He's kind of asking for it, so get him. And that's exactly what these dudes do. With no surprise at all, Omar takes the news really bad. The embarrassment is too much for him to bear, so Omar draws his sword and tells them to fight him while he's just got tears in his eyes. This little bitch made bitch. The first, like, Jesus. Sword right away. That's the first thing. You don't want to do no fist fighting first. You just first sword. That's where we go. Okay.
It's because he knows he can't fight, and only a bitch pulls a weapon fight out right off rip.
Yeah. Thorgil hears the commotion and heads over there, and he sees Omar just getting his fucking ass whooped, and he's like, all right, I'm gonna fucking help this dude. So Thorgil, he picks this motherfucker up, and the whole crowd goes, like, you know that the gasping that, like, they make, is it in fucking Super Smash Bros.? When like shit happens.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's the vibe I got out of this.
I see where your wires cross and I like it.
Yeah. Thorgil tells him, he's like, bro, you're going to go kill that man. Omar starts crying and Thorgil picks him up and he says, there's 2 ways out of this situation. You can kill or be killed. Today is the day you become a man.
Imagine someone doing this to, like, Mike Tyson.
Bro, I'd be like, you
like,
just
in the corner, they
now
just pick, like, up Mike whatever Tyson and hold him like that. Just say,
While Omar rushes in for the kill, Wolf flicks a coin at the dude's eye. And, like, when I say eye, I mean they literally zoom in on dude's eye. Like, they didn't have to do
this. He got 50% off on his trip to Sticks.
Yeah. Yeah, he only had to pay one coin.
This was happening, and even Thorgil, he went, huh? What the fuck was that? And then Omar drives his sword through his throat, and the rest of the posse just tries to kill Omar. He's like, you were supposed to die, not my boy. But Thorgil steps in and cuts all of them in half.
That is an understatement.
Yeah. I know.
Upwards, downwards,
up, side to side.
Yeah, dude.
The way he turned people into objects.
Yeah.
Excited me.
Yep.
Yeah. And they've been edging us, right? Because again, the first season was just like pure fucking revenge shown and like just blood, guts, gore, and pussy, right? Just everybody's getting cut in half, and then you get nothing for 12 episodes. And then they drop. You're just sitting here. You've been gooning for a fucking for months at this point. Because for me and PJ, we watched this shit week to week. Mm-hmm. We were gooning for months, bro.
Yeah.
And then they dropped this shit. And of course, this motherfucker has Thor at the beginning of his name. So we knew he was hard as shit.
Yeah. I fucking love that trope, too. I fucking love
it. Yeah. All of them are just gangster. Yeah, this was brutal, and I loved it. And I'm like, Thorgil is fucking dope.
So after further inspection of the dead dude's eye, Thorgil sees the fight was tampered with, and Kettle starts panicking. He's like, bro, do you not fucking get it? Like, you just came into the king's town and started dueling when there are no duels? And Thorgil's like, bro, do you not get it? Like, no one follows that rule. And, like, number two... Yeah, they fucked up. They shouldn't have come at me.
It was
like whatever.
It was so good the way he's just like, we didn't do anything wrong. Like the confidence of it, we did nothing wrong. I don't know.
It's just bodies cut in half, just sprinkled across the lawn.
You turned 5 people into 26. All right, like what are we doing?
So now the king's guard shows up and wonder why Omar is still alive. They fucking take one look and they're like, oh, fuck. Thorgil introduces himself as King Canute's Thane, one of them at least, and the guards decide to uphold the law today and try and put him under arrest. So they got, like, Kettle is got his arms behind his back and shit, and they're, like, getting Omar, and they take one look at Thorgil and they're like, sir, could you please put the sword down? Pretty please?
And that's his trigger.
And this part
word,
was
dude.
So fucking good because I was like, I was like, what's. Because he's just like looking at them like, you know, you're not going to fucking do it. I did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's like is that where this going to fall apart? You know?
Could you imagine just being so strong? You look an army in its face and you're like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Not me. Not me.
I mean, if I cut people in the ways that he did, I would be pretty fucking confident, to be honest.
So, Thorgil can't hear anything right now but death. All he hears is murder. So he uses the insta-kill cheat code and murders all the guards.
Yeah.
And when we say murder, like, I felt like this was even more brutal than the other fucking dudes, because the amount of hands he cut off in this scene
was crazy, dude. He's just leaving digits everywhere, dude.
You think he's got
They're
like...
going to be finding fingers under shit for like a month. another one.
You think he believes his dad's story, right? And he's got like an inferiority complex? His dad's story is that he was swinging so hard, all the weapons broke. And he's just like, this weapon's so fucking good. I'm so pissed.
This guy never broke a sword on somebody before. And it's dumb, dude.
So Thorgil has used his deduction skills and he questions the last living guard. He said, why did they let Omar win the duel? And fucking Omar's in the back just like, what now? What? Win? What do you mean? Thorgil looks this man in his eye and he says, you better talk because I got an anger issue. If you don't start talking in like 2 seconds, that right arm, left eye, gone, dude. Dude's like, hey, I don't know shit about shit. And Thorgil's like, I fucking thought I told you.
And he's just so nonchalantly pokes his eyeball out. God, dude.
Like just like an olive, dude. Just
that, yeah. That shit was hard. He's like, if you don't tell me the truth, I'm going to blind you. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, I don't know. And he's like, I don't know.
Okay.
You've seen what I just did. Like,
his fucking eye poked out. And then he's just sitting there screaming, I can't stop the bleeding. I can't stop the bleeding. So Thorgil asks again. He said, and then the dude finally is like, listen, we were going to do it so that way we could, you know, arrest Kettle, charge him with treason, steal his farm, fuck his wife. Not his wife, Arnhide, because fucking other wife is also ribbed.
Yo, we're going to fuck them all.
We're going to fuck everybody, dude.
Don't care. I'm fucking everybody on that farm.
Fuck How the about cow.
Snake looks like he's got a tight ass, dude.
Yeah, dude. Heavy.
So Thorgil smiles. He's ready to take on such a mighty foe. Hashtag fuck the king.
You know when your job, you know, has a plot to take everything you own and you're excited because you can now fight. You wanted to quit your job, but now you got to fight your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know when that.
You know when you kill a bunch of the head managers at your job and then you like stop it and you're like, man, I can't wait to fight all of you.
You know when you stab your coworkers and the employment show up and they're like, hey, you're suspended. You're like, I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Kill all of them. And he's like, I can't wait for corporate to show up.
Yeah, I can't. The cops are coming. Oh. Yes, dude.
So the Kettle family has escaped from the town, and Canute is going to travel with 102 soldiers, and 30 of them are supposed to be Thanes, just like fucking Thorgil. So like, Thorgil? Bro, there's a whole bunch of Thors coming. You better watch your behind.
It'd be so fucking funny if literally every single one had Thor.
Oh my god. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
What's the name of the bitch brother again?
Omar?
Oh. Omar. See, Omar. Doesn't have Thor in it.
Like, they fucking missed the boat here, dude. His dad was like, all right, this one's a farmer, okay?
Yeah.
I've already named him Farmer, okay? I fucked up on the first one. I don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, he's cutting people in half, and I didn't tell him.
He actually ripped a titty in half.
Yeah, I don't even.
His
know
wet nurse is so upset.
She's very
just
sad
grabbed
right
both
now.
Sides of the nipple, went like baloney.
So now that Kettle has fleed from the town, it is giving Canute all the justification he needs to seize the farm. King Swing. His head comes out of the fucking ground and he's just laughing. Yeah, dude. I fucking love it when he comes on screen, dude.
Yeah, it's great.
He loves how much Canute has turned out like him, but he must stack some more corpses if he wishes to reach the summit of the curse. Like, I don't know what the fuck is happening with this curse or what it really truly means, but all I know is you got to summit the curse. You got me. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. Leif is smuggling the three of them out of town for Thorfinn's freedom.
Thorfinn.
Daddy Kettle is so scared he refuses to come out of the pickle barrel that he was being smuggled in. He's like, fuck all y'all, dude. Mm-hmm. I can't deal with this. Thorfinn and Einar are still plowing the farm, and Canute is talking to himself. That's how this episode ends.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a mashal out of Vinland Saga Season 1.
Okay.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
I do like that. I do like that.
I'm so excited to watch the next six.
Same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love it because
the show
is so
much better watching it all at once chunks. Like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
Because holy fuck, dude. I remember we'd watch and be like, man, like, not a lot of heaven.
I think I remember hearing you guys being like, talking about it, like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty, I still like it. So,
what was Cody's his thing? He was like, the soup is boiling. The soup is boiling.
But I did that for months.
Yeah.
Dude.
Imagine sitting in the kitchen and being like, man, that soup's going to be good.
Dude, I'm telling you, I kept saying, like, oh, the next episode is where Thorfinn goes fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I know it. Yeah. I fucking know it. Never right. I'm just awful.
Shout outs.
Shout out.
Ribbed for pleasure.
Shout out. Yep, ribbed for whoever's pleasure. Shout out my camera freezing every fucking 20 seconds.
Yeah, what's up with that anyway?
Every time. I don't know. It's pissing me off.
Shout out with baloney titty.
Yep. Jordy, shout out. She said shout out Goonin. For sure, shout out.
Shout out Goonin.
This is the Goon show right here.
Yeah.
This show is all about what it's like to goon.
Shout out fighting cooked pigs. You think if you put a sword in the pig's mouth and, like, pretended it was fighting back, you think that would have been impressive? How would you impress someone?
You'd cut it
in half, Kyle.
Cutting it in half
12 years
just shows
a slave.
You
what about 11 years of goon?
Like, that's just not...
No, it shows strength because you cut a fucking pig in half.
Also, yeah, one swing? Cut in half. Also, does cooking bone make it harder for cutting?
Softer.
Omar was literally doing easy mode.
Yeah. I didn't want to point it out either, though, because I was letting Kyle have his moment. But they also, in Mythbusters, they specifically use pig hide and shit to mimic human skin.
Yeah, because it's the same color, right?
Yeah. That's why tattoo artists used to tattoo pigs before fake skin was messy.
Trust me. My camera's frozen again. Fuck!
All the time, dude.
Every fucking time, dude. Shout out next six episodes. Shout out next 12 episodes. Shout out.
Shout out Harris not being a real one.
Shout out Harris dying. Shout out Harris getting what I have. That's why my voice sounds all...
Shout out my first podcast under 2 hours.
Right?
Your mom, I put it down here with a bon kai. What do I shake the night? Built like bon, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past. Bitch, look in my eye. Lock the door, drop your pants. You'll never see the light. Anime trap. Shimming it about